You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed. We are praying. Today we are worshiping. Today I heard it as clear. I saw it as clear as day that the Lord, I believe the Lord wants our worship. We're offering our worship on this day. Wherever we are in the circumstances of our life, in the midst of the wilderness, we're offering worship. In the midst of the worry, we're offering worship. In the midst of the wandering, we're offering worship unto God. Our faith is that He is Lord. He is the only living God. He is the source. He is the corrector. He is the mender. He is the way maker. He is the healer. He is the author and finisher of our faith. If anyone can do it, it is Him. Hallelujah. He will fix the irreparable. He will fix the irreparable. Come on, somebody. He will breathe His resurrecting power on the dead, that which we call impossible, that which looks over. Hey, yes, God, hallelujah. So let us, hold on a second, guys. Shandaros, let us get our minds in the posture of a worship right now. Let us get our hearts in the posture of worship right now. Let us command our souls to bless the Lord, to worship the Lord God Almighty. Heavenly Father, here we are to worship You. Your word tells us to enter Your gates with thanksgiving, enter Your courts with praise. It is Your presence that we need. It's Your presence that we desire. It is in the place of Your presence that transformation happens. It is in the place of Your presence that renewal happens, that perspective comes. It is in the place of Your presence, hallelujah, things change, hallelujah. So God, we thank You. Lord God, we thank You. Come on, I pray that you guys are joining me in this. Lord God, we thank You. Lord God, we offer ourselves unto You a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, which is our worship. We present ourselves as a worship. Hallelujah. We choose to not worship the things or the people or the situations or the predicaments. We choose to worship You. So here we are, O God. We call You Alpha and Omega. We call You Great I Am. We call You First and Last. We call You Beginning and End. We call You Yeshua HaMashiach. We call You Yahweh. Hallelujah. We call You I Am. We call You Areba Sandaroboshia. We call You El Shaddai, Almighty God. We call You El Elyon, the Most High God. We call You Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. The Lord, it shall be provided, it shall be seen. We call You El Roy, the God who sees. You see all, You know all. We call you omniscient one, all knowing. We call you omnipotent one, hallelujah, all a powerful one. We call you omnipresent one. We call you God. We call you Jehovah Mekadesh, the one who makes holy. You sanctify us, you Lord God. And so we worship you, hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you through your word. We worship you, oh God. I want to read as we worship, as we worship, as we worship you. John 4. John 4. This is when Jesus, goes out of his way to go to a well. Jacob's well in Samaria to position himself to have an encounter with a woman. A woman of Samaria. This is such an encounter where the Jews and the Samaritans, they didn't deal with one another. Amen. This woman had a reputation, but Jesus went out of it and said, I must needs, he must needs go to a city in Samaria. And so, God, I thank you. I even hear the Holy Spirit that as we are worshiping the Lord God, even through the reading of his of the word of God, that as we worship, may we have an encounter with you. May we encounter you in our worship. So I want to read the word, and then we're going to worship the word. Jesus said he is the word. He is, yes, okay. Prove it, Mika. Prove it. John chapter 1, starting at verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Yes. So as we worship by reading the word, we are worshiping the word. We need your word. What is your report on the thing? I believe that as we worship, we will come into the knowing of your word, oh God. What you are saying to us personally, that we're having a personal encounter with you on this day. Oh, yes, hallelujah. So let's start at where we're starting. Where are we starting, Jesus? Where are we starting? Okay, John chapter 4, verse 19. And just when you get a moment. So, Lord Jesus, when you get a moment, spend some time with John chapter 4. Amen. The whole story. John chapter 4, verse 19. The woman saith unto him, the woman is speaking to Jesus, and Jesus is speaking to her. Come on, we are in our worship place. We are speaking to Jesus, and Jesus is speaking with us. Amen. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when he shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, somebody say, I'm a true worshiper. Lord, teach us, even teach us how to worship in this season. Teach us, oh God, to have a steadfast response. Like my reaction is worship. My default is worship. I just fall into worship. Amen. Something rises up that I don't like. I worship. Something rises up. Amen. I worship. Good, bad, or in between. My response is worship. Our response is worship. In the worship place, we are communicating with the Lord God Almighty. In the worship place, we are receiving the words of promise and plans. In the worship place! Okay. Come on, y'all. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know that we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We are a spirit. We are made in his image. So first and foremost, we are a spirit. We must spend time in the spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. So we are worshiping you on this day. Oh God, we worship you. Here we are to worship you. Here we are, oh God, bowing down at your feet. Oh, I see the image of Jesus being on the cross. Hallelujah. Dying for us. Amen. Hallelujah. That we may be resurrected in him. Lord God, we worship you. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't want to cry. I don't want to, but I may. Lord God, we worship you. We worship you, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. We thank you, oh God, right now, hallelujah. We stand in the very place where we are in our life, with the winds and the waves and the storms and the unknown and the lonely and the fearful and the dark and the worry and anxiety and the depression, hallelujah, in the midst of even the love and the lack of and the rejection and the betrayal, hallelujah, and the disrespect and the honor and the respect and all the things, because Jesus and all the things, Jesus went to the cross and encountered those things, encountered the betrayal, encountered the rejection and the mocking and the beating. God, we thank you. We just worship you right now. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, in the midst of the sickness and in the doctor's reports, oh God, we worship you in the midst of man letting us down. We worship you in the midst of needing a miracle. We worship you in the midst of, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah. In the midst of even the achieving and seeing the prayers answered, we worship you. In the midst of, hallelujah, karaya, taraya, the last place in the famine place, we worship you. In the midst of the feasting place, God, we worship you. We worship you. We don't worship money. We worship you. We don't worship spouses. We worship you. We don't worship children. We worship you. Hallelujah, Rasaya. We don't worship a way of doing or a way of life, even a way of eating. We worship you, oh God. Ooh, here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Thank you, Lord. Here we are to say that you're our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, oh God. We'll never know. We'll never know what you did for us on the cross, God, but we're just worshiping you, Lord God. In our little place, we're worshiping you, oh God. With the little worship, with the mustard seed of faith we have, we're worshiping you, oh God. Oh God, we declare that you are Lord of our lives. We make you Lord of our lives, oh God. Feel, hallelujah, where we are right now with your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, yes. God is a spirit. Wait, hold on. It says that the Lord, the Father, is seeking such to worship. He's seeking. I don't know why I put on any type of mascara. I don't know why. Now it's burning my eyes. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. The Father is seeking such to worship him. He is seeking on this earth, hallelujah. As he's seeking worship, we are seeking him in our worship. Oh Lord, we just worship you right now. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We honor you right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, our sins. Lord Jesus, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, O God. A spirit to worship you, O God. A spirit to worship you and not to complain. A spirit to worship you, O God, and not to worry. A spirit to worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, and not man, a spirit to worship you, O God, and not the past, a spirit to worship you, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will be pleased with our worship. Receive our worship as a sweet aroma. Lord God, in this moment, how do you want us to worship you? We direct our cries to you, O God. We direct our hurts to you, O God. We direct our love to you, O God. We direct our attention to you, O God. We direct ourselves to you, O God. We direct, hallelujah, our everything to you, O God. We direct our desires to you, O God. We direct our love, hallelujah. He said, direct your love to me. We're directing our love to you, that you are our first love. And anything, hallelujah, that's trying to exalt to, hallelujah, in our love life, in any area of our love life, we love accolades, we love praise, we love accomplishments, we love success, we love a significant other, we love money, we love a work, whatever it is, we love cars, hallelujah, come on somebody, I don't know, whatever, we love riches, we love fame, whatever it is, may our love for you be first, and you get everything else in order. The word informs us that as we seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all things will be added. I just heard Holy Spirit saying, we love ourselves. Come on, some people are loving ourselves more than anything and everything. This is an issue. But as we seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all things will be added. As we set our number one love on God, he will get everything in order. And trust that his word, we can cash that check, okay? If he's saying, seek me first, there's something he knows that we don't, that goes past our understanding, that goes past our fleshly knowing, our carnal knowing. Oh, Lord. What if there's a something he wants to introduce us to that we've never seen before, that our families never seen or accomplished before. Okay, I don't even know what else to say right now, but just, Lord, here I am. Here we are, oh God. We worship you out of our comfort zone into the uncomfortable place. We worship you out of our familiar place and into the unfamiliar. We worship we worship you, oh God, into the strange place, into the strange land. Hallelujah. For that is where we will discover, Lord God, because we are with you. I'm just reminded of the children of Israel out of Egypt, leaving out of that place and going into a land, their promised land, but that promised land is foreign to them because all they knew was bondage. All they knew was oppression. All they knew was being enslaved. All they knew. I thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So worshiping God is also, it looks like obedience. It looks like a yes unto you, unto God. We're worshiping you. We're worshiping you. Lord, yes, we worship you. I keep seeing Jesus on the cross. I keep seeing Jesus on the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That being on the cross, that is obedience. He said, not my will, but thine will be done. We see that the whole represent the whole him being on a cross was obedience to God, was yes to God. Our actions worship you, oh God. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. I thank you. Oh, rain on us, oh God. We need you. Rain on us. Oh Lord, we speak in life. I speak in life over everyone. Hallelujah. That is seeing or under the seeing or the hearing. Lord Jesus, we worship you. As we worship you, I'm hearing the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We worship you, oh God. We worship you and wait. How are we waiting? Worship in a worship fashion. You guys, you know what? I don't even know. It's just okay. I need a tissue. It's like okay, but I'm okay because I'm worshiping God. Hallelujah. And I don't care. We don't care. Oh God, we're worshiping you. Oh Lord, we're worshiping you. We're worshiping you. I cannot get this image of Jesus on the cross out of my head, out of my vision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying, as we're worshiping, God hears us, and God sees you, and God knows we're worshiping. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what it looks like and how dark it is. Hallelujah. We're worshiping you. Hallelujah. We worship you out of the grave place. We worship you out of the bondage place. We worship you out of the stuck place. We worship you out of the delayed place. We worship you out of the stagnant place. We worship you out of that arrested place, like being arrested and stuck and unable to grow and evolve and develop. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you into freedom. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We worship you, hallelujah. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. We worship you and become free. We worship you, and come into the knowing. We worship you and come into the obedience of. We worship you. Hallelujah. Who are we listening to and who are we following? We must follow the voice of God. Amen. We must follow the word. Hallelujah. When it doesn't make sense, we're following the word. When it doesn't make sense, we're worshiping the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God, like God knows. He knows. So man may, or experts may, or like people may, or family may say, no, you need to do A, B, C, and D because that makes sense. And they're only looking at what you and I can see too, and what's temporary. And they're giving their advice and recommendations off of looking at something that they think is permanent, impossible, and you gotta fix it. God is saying, I'm the one that's fixing it. You need to follow me. I'm the one that knows where exactly where you are. You need to trust me. We need to follow him. I am the way maker. I am the miracle worker. I am the transformer. I'm the one. I hear the Lord. I am the one who transforms. We don't transform ourselves. Lord. He transforms us. Truth be told. He is the one that brings us. We just keep offering ourselves. We keep offering. What are we offering ourselves to? Come on. Well, who are we offering ourselves to? I'm offering myself to worship. I'm offering myself to you, oh God. I'm giving my body to you, oh God. I'm giving my heart to you, oh God. I'm giving, hallelujah, my thoughts to you, oh God. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're worshiping you. We're worshiping you. We can tell when we're worshiping something else. Frustration arises, confusion, irritability, impatience. We can tell. Some of those things can start to, we see as we're worshiping God, but that they're coming off. That means, oh, this is coming off. It's coming up and coming off. It's coming up and it's coming off. It's coming up, it's coming off. I'm being transformed. The Holy Spirit, God, he is the potter. We are the clay. When the last time you saw the clay doing the potter's job? I have not seen that. All we got to do is get in position. Yes. Thank you, Lord. As we worship you, we put too much power in man's ability and man's doing. No, it's God's doing. Here I am. I'm submitting. My worship got me submitting these days. My worship got me humbling these days. My worship got me leaning not on my own understanding these days. My worship got me looking a little crazy these days. My worship got me looking like people giving me the side eye these days. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We worship you. We worship you. My worship got me silent when I used to have a quick comeback. My worship. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We call you Lord. We're looking to you. We're taking the praise off of the things and the people and praising you. We worship you. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We worship you. I pray that you guys are joining me. It's like, Lord, just in the simplicity of we worship you, we need to get into that childlike place. Not the adult place of being all complicated and logical and trying to understand and trying to figure out and trying to and still in the same place. And still really haven't made any headway. And still really. What happens when we get in the simple place of worship? I'm worshiping you, Lord. Let me give you 30 minutes of worship every day. Let me give you, matter of fact, like if we just start, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I'm going to give you 5 minutes of worship. You're going to grow that place. But here's my 5 minutes. Okay, maybe it's just 1 minute. I'm going to give you 1 minute. I trust that you're going to grow that. I'm partnering with you right now. Here I am. Here I am to worship. Here we are to worship you, oh God. But the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying these days. We need to hear what the truth is saying these days. We need to be conformed by the Spirit of God these days. We need to be transformed by the truth of God these days. Lord God, tear down the lies that we have bought into. Tear them down, oh God. Expose them to us and tear them down. And may we receive. May we embrace this place of spirit and truth. May we embrace it. May it begin to break up the fallow ground. May we be rich soil so that when you give your word, speak your word, deposit your word, it is bringing forth fruit in us, in our lives, in our heart, in our mind, in our vision, hallelujah, in our souls. May we surrender as we worship. We're surrendering to the process. That I'm willing to let go of whatever it is I need to let go. That I'm willing, hallelujah, to go away that I didn't anticipate. That I'm willing to trust you with the things and the people. That I'm willing with me. I'm willing that I'm setting down my will so that thine will be done. I'm cashing in my will. Because it hasn't gotten me anywhere. Come on, because it's not doing, it's not serving, it's not serving the way I thought it would, cause it would serve. So I will worship you until doing your will becomes second nature. We will worship you until reading your word becomes a hearty, healthy, everyday, hourly habit. We will worship you until praise is what we do. We will worship you until seeking you is our desire. We will worship you that we may undergo the transformation that we are fully conformed to Christ and evolving in Christ, and that walking and thinking and functioning and deciding out of the mind of Christ, we will worship you until the scales fall off. We will worship you, hallelujah, until our hearing is clear, it's crystal clear. Any places where we are deaf, because we think we can hear that. I don't have a deaf problem, but we can be spiritually deaf. Any places where we are blind, hallelujah, I'm seeing, I'm walking around, I'm seeing, but we can be spiritually blind. We will worship you until we see. We will worship you. We are worshiping you. We are worshiping you. Through the soul restoration, we are worshiping you. We are worshiping you on the potter's wheel. We are worshiping you even when you're taking away things that's like, ooh, wait, hold on. Or you're adding things like, ooh, I don't know if I can. No, we're worshiping you and accepting and trusting. We're worshiping you. We're worshiping you. We're worshiping you until our love language is forgiving. We're worshiping you until our love life is serving. We are worshiping you until, hallelujah, until people are not seeing me but seeing Christ in me. Oh, hallelujah. We're worshiping you. Lord, hallelujah. We're worshiping you, God. We are worshiping you, Lord. We are worshiping you. Come on. We're worshiping you. Even as I guess it was the Holy Spirit that had me pick up this phone, because as soon as I picked up the phone, I was like, we're worshiping you and not our phones. We're worshiping you and not even social media. We're worshiping you, Lord. Make us aware as we worship you. Make us aware of things or people or situations or habits that we worship even unknowingly. Like, oh, yo, I'm worshiping this thing. I didn't realize that I'm worshiping this. and tear down the altars. We tear down those altars right now. We tear them down right now. We tear it down right now. And we build an altar to you, O Lord, of worshiping you, to worship you. Yes. Listen, this is the Lord. Look, I'm going to read. It's verse 7 that I'm, one of the verses where we see one of the people that God had an encounter with have his reaction of a reaction to being in the presence of God, right? But I want to read up into verse 7. Genesis chapter 12. I'm going to start at 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Come on. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed. This is worship. This is worship. If he worshiped, if he worshiped his past, he wouldn't have left. Come on, somebody. If he worshiped his country, he wouldn't have left. If he worshiped his kindred, he wouldn't have left. If he worshiped his father's house, he wouldn't have left. If he worshiped this land, he wouldn't have left. The people in that land, he wouldn't have left. The relationships in that land, he wouldn't have left. Shut up. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. 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 Let us be in this a place of with the new thing that God is doing. The first generation of the children of Israel could not enter into their inheritance, their promised land, the thing that they were crying out for, the thing that they were praying for, because they couldn't let go of the old. They couldn't let go of the past. No matter how much it caused them pain, and no matter how much it robbed them of their peace, and no matter how much it was a torment to them. This is why we worship. I'm going to worship you until I'm able to depart. I'm going to worship you until I'm able to go. I'm going to worship you, hallelujah, until you give me this perspective that aligns with you. I'm going to worship you, hallelujah, until I'm cooperating and in full partnership with the Holy Spirit. Oh, that just means I got to go back to the worship. I got to go back to the altar. I got to worship. I got more worshiping to do. We got more worshiping to do. Trust, we don't be in the presence of God and not come out changed. Mm-hmm. What did somebody say? Moses? Did somebody say Moses in the presence of God, and what came out that had to put a veil on? Was very evident of being in the presence. Okay, so Abram departed. Worship. Somebody say worship. As the Lord has spoken unto him with Lot. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old. If Abram was worshiping his age, he wouldn't have went. Oh, I'm too old. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. I'm too this. I'm too that. Ay, 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 ay. Somebody say, ay, 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 ay. That just means I need to go back into worship. If I'm having any type of language that is not reflecting in agreement with God, ay, 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 ay. I need to go back to worship. Okay. We need to go back to the worship. Okay, I need to go back to my altar. I need to go back to my altar and tear down these things that society has been told me, oh, you got to be this age, you got to look like this, you got to be that, you got to have this, you can't have this type of, ay, 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 ay. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You got to have these qualifications, you got to have this experience, you got to know these people. You got to have this credit score. You have to have this amount in your bank. Ay, 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 ay. I got to go back to my altar. Time to worship. Okay. So he was 75 when he departed out of Haran. You think God cares about the things we care about? Like, oh, the age and this and that? He didn't care that Moses was talking about. He didn't care about Moses' insecurity and Moses' inadequacy. According to Moses, it wasn't the same according to him. So that means, ay, 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 I need to go back to the workshop. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came, and Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanites was in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. I'm having encounters and I'm having conversations with God. We thank you for the encounters and the conversations, even Lord God, as we are sleeping. And let's look at Abram's response. And there builded he, I don't know why I keep doing this. I don't know why. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. This is worship. Jesus appeared and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. What seed? There was no seed on the earth. That Abram had no seed at this time. Abram, there was no seed. Okay. Abram was 75. Sarah is, what, about 65. She is barren. Her womb as good as dead. Abram dried up. Now God is speaking an impossible. He is speaking an impossible. And what did Abram do? Built an altar. Altar. Worship. Okay, I don't, my mind right now, if I even try to understand this, I'm going to immediately discard it and say it can't happen. You know what? Ay, 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 ay. Time to worship. Time to worship. Ah! Time to worship. If we don't understand it, worship. If we don't know, worship. If we can't figure it out, perfect. Worship. If I'm still talking about impossible, worship. I'm building an altar unto the Lord. Let us build this week. Let us build an altar unto the Lord. If we already have one, okay, amazing, beautiful. Let us spend some time, more time at the altar of the Lord in worship. And I know God is going to meet us there. Remember in John 4? Says that he seeketh such. He's seeking. He's the Father is seeking. So he gonna find you finding me. That's how I am findable. I am findable because I'm worshiping. We are findable because we are worshiping. We are worshiping you in this season, in this time, in this now. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. Yes, Lord. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Beyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, we are worshiping. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.